It's Classic Hits 4CA 100% Cairns. We have a little bit of grey sky around the region this morning, but a few bright sparks in the studio this morning. There's Lincoln and a lot of girls following as well. Good morning, Lincoln Lewis.
Good morning, mate. How are you going?
Mate, nice to have you along. We've had a bit of a build-up in the last 24 hours or so talking about the fact that you were here. I put a bit of a competition on, name that man's father, and somebody got it pretty quickly. You must hear a lot about your father, Wally Lewis, when it's really all about you, isn't it, Lincoln?
Well, I mean, that's exactly right, mate. I think he only played one or two games for Queensland, second division, of course. No, I think the only beef I have with him, mate, is that he didn't give me any of his sporting genes.
That was going to be my next question. Yeah. You never decided that you wanted to be a rugby league star?
Well, mate, I played football up until I was about 19, and then I got home and away, and you know, you kind of make a bit of a choice.
Yeah,
and I wasn't in any sort of hope of becoming an Origin star.
Yeah,
but,
right.
Mate, I had two passions growing up.
Yeah.
And it was football and acting. And if I could even get one of my dreams, I'd grab it with both hands. So, I was very lucky to have that go my way. But I always make a joke because my sister, she got dad's sporting abilities. She played women's water polo for Australia. She plays women's rugby. Yeah, she's an absolute freak. And so I always get up dad for giving me hair. I mean, he passed me along his hairline, so that's fantastic, and gave me mum's chicken legs. So, yeah, you know, I'm doing all right there.
At least you can take the humorous side. And look, you got cheerleaders, whether it's acting or football, at least you got cheerleaders.
So that's
a good thing, isn't it?
Glasses
as we've seen this morning.
Exactly right. Yeah.
And quickly tell me about your years in Home and Away. That would have been, it would have been an amazing thing for you to spend some time on Home and Away.
It was, mate. It's, you know, you're moving on to, you're going on to something that is so well established in Australian
internationally
television.
Internationally as well.
Yeah. Mm. And so it was, that was my first big job, and you hit the ground running, and it's such a fantastic learning curve where I had some mates that were going to acting schools, but I was learning on the job.
Yeah, sure.
And sink
or swim.
That's exactly right. Mm. Yeah. And I got to spend time around Ray Maher, and he plays Alf on Home and Away, and what a legend.
Right.
And when I first started, the guy who played my grandfather in the show, his name's Chris Haywood, and he's a veteran of the Australian film and television industry. So I learned a hell of a lot from him. And mate, you learn so much, and you have a great time as well. You're filming half the time on a beach and half the time in a studio where you're pretending that you're right next to a beach. So it's awesome. Yeah, and there's never a winter in Summer Bay. So
of course there is.
It's just always summer.
A bit like tropical North Queensland.
Well, that's exactly right, yeah.
And what about Isabel Lucas? She was on Home and Away as well, wasn't she?
I never got to meet, I never got to work with Isabel. I met her once or twice at some Logies functions, but I never got to work with her. But she's a North Queensland girl, isn't she?
She's a Cairns girl. She used to ride a horse around the block past my place. I always talked to young Isabel, and now she probably wouldn't even, I'm not doing that old bloke anymore.
I've heard that she's just still the same old person.
That's what
you love to hear about that kind of stuff is when people just always, she always loves to come back up here, so I've heard, but yeah, they always.
I think her family's moved from our estate now, but certainly, that was her stomping ground when she was probably around Olivia's age, our special guest in here this morning.
We've got Olivia in here, she's just tearing it up.
Let's talk about Spin Out. I saw it looks like a lot of fun. Now, I've got to hark back to my years. I went to the Longreach B&S ball, and look, I'd love to tell you some of the stories, but I think we'd both be thrown out of the studio. Never allowed on radio ever again.
You know what?
B&S balls are something else,
aren't
they?
That's what I've heard.
Been to one yet?
No, and truth be told, I didn't know what a B&S ball was until I had to audition for this role. And so I had to ask my mate, and I said, what is a B&S ball? And he kind of laughed and got me to sit down, so he could tell me all about it. So anyone that has been to a B&S ball and knows what they are would sort of, you'd have that little chuckle to yourself. But for me, I didn't know. So,
well, being a Brisbane lad, being a city slicker, like you play in the film.
That's
as well.
Exactly right. Yeah. I grew up around the beaches. So grew up on the Gold Coast and then the Sunshine Coast and all that. So I never really, got to attend one. But yeah, my character is very much the same. He's a city slicker, and it's his first B&S, and he just goes just to look for some lady friends. And
right,
his sister,
yeah,
Sasha is going to find herself a country man because she's sick of the Sydney boys. So she wants to find herself a strong country guy
Tour. And look, it's I guess really iconic. Aussie kids, their utes, getting out there, a bit of fun,
yep.
A bit of wild activities, doing donuts and all that type of thing.
Lots of drinking, yeah.
Got such a combination of so many things that are so Australian. Yeah. I guess it's got that wide appeal to audience of all ages
Yeah,
as well.
Very much so. Mm. And the cool thing about this is I've spoken to a lot of people who have been to BNS balls and yeah. U-musters and whatnot, and the stories that they have are very ones that you tell behind closed doors, so to speak.
Yes.
And so it's good with this film because they show a lot about the Ute Musters and the BNS Ball and everything like that, but they also, it's a romantic comedy. So it's one for families, and it's one that, you know, you can have the teenagers take, you know, take their mates to, or a young fella take a girl to a date on or something like that. It's a movie that everyone can go and see, and it's not going to be rated, you know, MA or something like that because it shows the real party side.
It's
a good romantic comedy about a couple of friends, and it's and I think it's really cool also because it captures the Australian comedy in a way that doesn't try and overplay it. Because sometimes when you do see some things, the joke will kind of overstay its welcome. And it's cool with this because it's just in the conversation. It's how we speak to each other when we're with our mates. And that's what I really liked when I read the script as well.
And I think that's one of the great things about the Australian film industry. It's moved on from that cringeworthy thing that we used to have probably 30 years ago when we're just really embarrassed to see ourselves. There's a certain maturity that's come with the Australian film industry these days. And there's some really good flicks out there.
Oh, mate, there are. Yeah, I think it was one of those things of trial and error. You know, they sort of, because our way of speaking, our jokes, all our colloquials and whatnot, to all the international audiences, they wouldn't understand that. It's our own language. And so it's been a way of, over time, they've been trying to break that down so other audiences can understand it, while here back at home, we're sitting there going, seriously? Like, we don't need you to draw us a diagram on the joke. We get it. It's not like, you know, oh, good joke. So it's really cool with this, that it's in just the way we speak. And with a few words that we use, which are uniquely Australian, they kind of break them down in a very subtle way so that international audiences can go, oh, great.
Get it.
Yes, absolutely. It's just good. It's going to appeal to Australian audiences as much as it will international audiences.
So where to from here for you? Obviously, this is just a brand new release. It's going to do some big things. I know that already.
Coming out,
but what about your future as well? What are you looking forward to be doing far down the
track? Mate, just the actor's life. Just as soon as one job ends, you go into panic mode onto what's next. You know, it's one of those things. As soon as one job's finished, you want to enjoy the break, but you can't really do that unless you know you have something next to go on to.
Yeah, sure.
So for me, it's just hopping straight back onto the audition circuit, planning to go to the States at the start of next year for pilot season, and just seeing what's next. Yeah, just taking any opportunity that comes my way.
Well, look, congratulations on your role in Spin Out. It really is such a fun-looking film. I haven't had a chance to see it myself yet. I've seen the trailer. That's enough. I'm taking my 13-year-old son along.
Oh, legend.
I think he'll love it. It'll be a good experience for him, but as you said, very accessible to audiences of all ages. He's a real Aussie bloke.
What's his name?
He'll really love it. Young Max.
Maxie.
Yeah.
Maxie, I hope you enjoy Spin Out, mate, and don't do anything that we do.
that's my saving grace. I know he'll never be as bad as his father, and hopefully it's the same case for you too.
I love it. Thanks for having me,
Lewis, mate. One of the stars has spun out a brand new Aussie flick. Thank you so much for your time. Have a fantastic day, and look out for those girls, hey?
Oh, I'll try my best.
It's classic hits 4CA, and this is The Monkees.